find the right plan for your budget. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. White House spokesman Kayleigh McEnany appeared before reporters today with official Trump administration comment on yesterday's riots.
What we saw yesterday was a group of violent rioters undermining the legitimate First Amendment rights of the many thousands who came to peacefully have their voices heard in our nation's capital. Those who violently besieged our capital are the opposite of everything this administration stands for. The core value of our administration is the idea that all citizens have the right to live in safety, peace, and freedom. Those who are working in this building are working to ensure an orderly transition of power.
McEnany then left the press briefing room without taking any questions. Meanwhile, Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Thursday that Washington policymakers should act immediately to remove President Trump from power just 2 weeks before his term ends, citing seditious acts related to the president's role in encouraging the assault on the U.S. Capitol a day earlier.
Speaker Pelosi joined Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer in calling on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to oust Mr. Trump without delay. Short of that, she said the House will impeach him for a second time. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham warns that Mr. Trump's legacy was undercut after rioters breached the Capitol yesterday. He added that he wasn't supportive at this point of invoking the 25th Amendment to remove the president from office.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett on Capitol Hill. The head of the union representing U.S. Capitol Police is calling on the department's chief to resign, saying the Capitol riot should never have happened. Gus Papathanasiou says a lack of planning led to officers exposed to violent protesters storming the Capitol. He says officers lacked the backup and equipment needed to control rioters. On Wall Street, the Dow by 211 points, the NASDAQ rose 326, the S&P advanced 55. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
A special message to all my friends who own and operate small businesses. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you evaluated your insurance policy? Hey, the world has changed in the last year, but has your commercial insurance kept up? That's where my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are ready to help you and your small business. Blue Sky Insurance offers fresh solutions for general liability, workers' compensation, and something new, cyber insurance. Make a New Year's resolution to review the plan that will protect your business and your income in the year 2021 and beyond. This small business insurance review from Blue Sky Insurance could actually save you money. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service is incredible. Just call or text Blue Sky Insurance at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check it out online at blueskylv.com. It's 3:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal entry, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada congressional leaders condemned the storming of the U.S. Capitol building while the House and Senate were officially tallying the Electoral College's votes for president. Congressman Mark Amadi, the lone GOP member of the Nevada delegation, tweeted yesterday that history made today for all the wrong reasons and shameful. Representative Steve Horsford called for President Trump's impeachment, laying the blame for the rioting at the president's feet. Horsford and his staff were evacuated and sheltered into place. During the disruption, Congressman Dina Titus tweeted, as a shelter in place, lawless domestic terrorists encouraged by the president of the U.S. are attempting to destroy our democracy. Now, here in Las Vegas, several hundred Trump supporters protested peacefully in front of the Lloyd George U.S. Courthouse in downtown Las Vegas. U.S. Marshal officials say about 250 people gathered in front of the courthouse in a peaceful protest, which didn't last very long, and there were no reports of any violence. Wynn Resort says scheduling changes demanded by local unions could mean worker layoffs. Since reopening in June, Wynn Las Vegas and Encore schedule fewer hours for more employees. Now, the Culinary and Bartender Union says they got to work 40 hours a week. Fewer workers.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Now, we're getting some slow flows all over the place on the 15 northbound at Owens, southbound at Sahara. Also, as you work your way through the Southern Beltway there near Henderson, 215 west at Green Valley, 215 east at Eastern, you're bunched up. Also, reduced speeds, 95 south at Craig and north 95 at Washington.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes? He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out! COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Thursday, January 7th, 2021. And after a tumultuous Wednesday, things are still unhinged. There are calls for invoking the 25th Amendment, for impeaching the president. Even his friends, Lindsey Graham, just had a news conference in our nation's capital where he said what the president did was wrong. He says he's my friend, but what he did was wrong, and he has to be held accountable. But he did not say anything a positive about impeachment or the 25th Amendment or any of that. Meanwhile, here in the state of Nevada, we're gearing up for yet another legislative session beginning on February 1st. And we also are battling the COVID-19 virus. Somebody that can talk about both items, Dr. Robin Titus, Assemblywoman, District 38, also a family physician, and joins us. Dr. Titus, always good to visit with you. How were your holidays?
Well, thank you, Kevin. I appreciate you reaching out to me, and my holidays were wonderful here in rural Nevada with my family and a little bit of snow and a little bit of skiing, so we did well.
Let me ask you your reaction to what happened yesterday in our nation's capital, a breach. We don't know who these 68 people that have been arrested so far by the feds. We don't know much about them. We will find out about them. Are they Antifa? Are they really a MAGA people? We don't know who they are, but the modus operandi for me was just different than what I'd seen at hundreds of Trump rallies. What did you think of what happened yesterday?
Well, it wasn't a tragedy. I would tell that violent protesting is never acceptable, regardless of who is doing it, whether it was this summer or whether it's in Washington, D.C. It's just not acceptable. I've been to Trump rallies. There's never been violence. Quite the contrary. Made it a point not to be violent. The ones in Carson yesterday were nonviolent. So the concern is who actually did instigate it. From the reports I'm hearing, there were Trump people there that tried to get people to stop. I don't know. I was not there, but hopefully the facts will come out. And regardless of who instigated it, it's not acceptable.
And I'll give you, and again, it's anecdotal evidence, but Annie Black, we talked to her last night, and one of the things she said is that she ran into more than one person dressed in all black, like Antifa, but with a red MAGA hat. And they were selling MAGA hats and MAGA gear in those tents at the rally site. So anybody could have bought for $10 a hat and put it on and, hey, I'm a MAGA person. I'm kind of waiting until we investigate and we find out exactly who these people are, who they're affiliated with, and why they were there. We'll find out. Should the president be impeached? There's talk today of impeachment, of invoking the 25th Amendment. Do either of those things with 13 days to go, does it matter at all at this point?
Well, I think it matters. I think that should not happen. I do believe that what happened yesterday was wrong. However, I do not believe the president should be impeached because of it. I frankly, this is going to probably anger my Democrat friends, but I would say I put this not at the foot of the government, but I put this at the feet of the Democrat Party. I think that if we don't have a belief that regardless of what side of the aisle you are on, regardless whether you supported President Trump or not, if we do not believe in the integrity of our election process, the potential for anarchy is there. So our job is going to be to restore faith that indeed the election process is honest and that it is without fraud, and that's going to be our job moving forward, is to restore faith.
In being in the minority, will you be able to get anything out of this next session that will deal with voter integrity?
Well, we have our 16 members returning. We have put in 110 BDRs, 13 of which are about election integrity and election reform, or 12 at least of them are about election reform. Whether or not any of them see the light of the day, we shall see. But if we don't restore the faith in the process, it is going to be further concern, and that's why I'm putting this at the feet of the Democrats.
Let me ask you, and again, one of the problems for me is that we have given our governor, almost like a king, king-like powers. Due to the emergency, how do we, and I'm not even sure what the mechanism is to undo the emergency. Is there some sort of legislative fix that can undo the emergency?
Well, that's another big thing we're looking at, too. We've put in bills, several bills, reining in the governor's emergency powers, because I think we need clarification. And I think it's not just the Republicans that have been affected, but all businesses, the state of Nevada, our economy is in a state of ruin. We still have the highest unemployment rate of any state. And I think we have to look at what are his powers. And I have talked to folks on both sides of the aisle, and we're very concerned that the governor has not involved the legislators in this process. His decisions have been on his own. And I really am concerned that, there's three branches of government for a reason, and I think we need to revisit that. So hopefully we can get some interest on both sides of the aisle to make sure that some of our bills looking at his role as under emergency, his role as an emergency, during an emergency, can be clarified.
Again, Dr. Robin Titus joining us, Assemblywoman, District 18. I got to ask you, because you have the distinction of being not only a legislator, also the leader of the Republican caucus in the Assembly, but also you are a family physician. Tell me what you know about the numbers statewide relative to COVID-19. We've had this three-week pause that's turning into about a six-week pause. And I guess the question is, are we making any progress?
Well, the governor sent out his bulletin on January 4th, worried that we may see a bump in the numbers for the after the New Year's Eve holiday. We haven't seen the bump yet. We know that the positivity rate has been dropping. Things are looking a little bit better. Whether he's going to extend the pause or not, we will see. I have grave concerns about what his decisions are going to be. We do know that the vaccine, certainly in our Quad County area up here in the north, has gone very well. We're actually looking at starting Tier 2 vaccinations here this week and next week, where that would be educators first at all levels. So I think those are going really well. And whether folks choose to get it or not, I think at least being available and having that in the process, I think, is a good thing. And hopefully we'll see some improvement in numbers that way.
The governor and others around the state have been critical of the federal rollout. We were supposed to get 164,000 doses here in Nevada, and we've been far short of that. What about the rollout of the vaccine? Have you been satisfied that it's going about the way you expected?
I think it's been, certainly, I understand there's been a little bit more difficulty in Clark County than it has been, certainly in our Quad County area. And I know for your listeners, just a clarification, that would include Lyon County, Douglas County, Story County, and Carson. It's gone very well. They've been well attended. They've been organized. I think they're doing their second shot series here in the next week. We're going to start a new series on next, I think it's the 14th, for the educators, and I think it's going well. Again, in Clark County, I can't speak to that because I'm not down there. But, yes, we got less vaccines, but we also have some that haven't even been administered yet. So I think it's a process for the amount of people and the short amount of time that we're doing this. I think it's gone extraordinarily well.
Should we? There's been the suggestion that we only give one dose, that you'll get enough coverage and you'll get it into more arms if you just do one dose in the initial phase of this. Does that make sense to you as a physician?
Well, I understand why people are saying that, because they want more people covered. But the reality is, I fear that it would be a waste of all effort, because we wouldn't rise to the level of prevention that we'd want, and it would be kind of a waste. And so it would do just the opposite of what people are worried about. It's not uncommon at all for us to require a second dose. I mean, that's fairly standard in the vaccination process, and we've learned from our last mistakes, and we don't want that to happen again. So that second booster, just as you know, in the childhood vaccination process, we get them at 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, and 1 year. When we first got the hepatitis vaccine, we had to give it at 1 month and then 6 months. So getting a booster to make sure that it works makes the best, not only healthcare sense, but fiscal sense.
When will we, and at what point in the vaccination process, will we be able to say, oh, look, the numbers are coming down, the positivity rate's coming down, the hospitalizations, the deaths, the cases, and that the numbers are starting to really drop? When will we be able to see that? Is that a 1 month, 2 month, 5 month process?
Well, the typical time for immunization to improve after vaccine is usually about 4 weeks. So we wouldn't see any improvement in the numbers until we have, I think, a much broader number of people being vaccinated, and then 4 weeks after that happened.
And at that point, will we be able to burn the masks?
I don't know. I
to hug people to not socially distance.
I would say we may see a new normal here for recommendations. We certainly see folks in Japan and other countries wear masks frequently. I don't know that we're ever going to tell people, hey, it's okay for you never to wear a mask again. I think it's going to have to be based on healthcare risk and own personal healthcare choices. I wouldn't be surprised if there's folks out there that wear masks more than normal. I think other folks want to go back to what their normal is without a mask. So we'll have to see. I'm not convinced that this is the last time we're going to see a virus such as COVID happen. I think that we can identify viruses now better than we have in the past. As a practicing physician, I graduated from medical school many, many, many years ago, and always in my career there was a season where there was somebody had some virus, an illness. We never knew what it was, but they got over it or whatever. And I think now we can identify these. So we already know there's mutations of this COVID that are out there. This vaccine that's being administered now prevents infection from these new viruses that are morphing. I don't know. We know that we give the flu vaccine every year because we've learned that every year we get different flu viruses out there, and even some years we guess wrong on which ones those going to be, and it doesn't protect you. So we'll have to see. It's there's no hardcore answers because we just don't know.
Will we in a year be done with COVID-19, or will these mutations keep living and expanding? A year from now, a year and a half from now, or will this vaccine and therapeutics and herd immunity just kill it off?
Well, let's hope it's like the polio, right? Because we know, or smallpox. We were so successful with our polio vaccine and our smallpox vaccine that we were able to eliminate that threat. Let's hope that's where this goes. But do we know that? I wish I did.
Wow. Let me just take you back to the legislative session that begins on February 1st. We've got on the 19th, I believe, the governor is going to give us the state of the state. Can you give us an overview of what you expect from the new legislature that will be gaveling in on February 1st? What will the priorities be?
So far, we know it's going to be all about the budget. The governor's asked for a 12% reduction in all the agencies and spending. We know that we're going to have to rein in the spending. We know that we haven't opened up like we hoped to. Yes, we're going to get another relief package, but what will that do? Where are we going? We can't depend on the federal government to be bailing us out. We have to live within our means like all citizens in Nevada have to. So I see some very significant debate on what's going to happen. We know the Clark County Teachers Union wants more money. We want they want to raise taxes. I would say putting the this on the back of citizens who've already had to suffer through this would be a mistake. And certainly, I don't know that there's going to be any support for that. And so it's going to be interesting times. We also hear there's going to be some policy debate regarding police reform and some social issues. We'll wait and see what that looks like. It's going to be very interesting. We don't even know how we're going to open yet, Kevin. We don't even know. I spoke to the speaker 2 days ago, and still they have not determined what the session is going to look like. Are we going to let folks into the building? I feel it's the people's house, and the people should be allowed into the building. I think we can use social distancing and masks, et cetera, and people need to be allowed in. Perhaps on a limited basis, perhaps on appointments only, but nonetheless, they should be allowed in. Whether that will happen or not, we still do not know.
Hey, Dr. Titus, it's always good visiting with you because we always kill two birds with one stone, the COVID-19 and the legislative agenda. Thank you so much. Always good to visit with you, and I know we'll talk again soon. Thank you so much. Be safe up there, okay?
Thank you, Kevin, anytime. And I know there's always more questions than answers, but we're certainly trying to get to some of these answers.
God bless you. Dr. Robin Titus, she is the leader of the Republican caucus in the Assembly. She's an Assemblywoman. She is a family physician. She does it all. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
and listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett, AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. College graduates are responsible in part for a knowledge crisis regarding basic civic literacy in the United States. That, according to a recent survey, it revealed that less than half of college graduates surveyed knew the term lengths of U.S. senators and representatives. Now, does this lack of knowledge have lasting impacts on retirement planning? For answers, we turn to America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. Coach, financial knowledge, pretty important.
You know, an alarming stat I saw the other day, 70% of millennials, and I think that when millennials go up to age 35, Steve, I don't even know where they are there, but 70% of them favor socialism. That's worrisome. That means they don't understand true financial planning and real financial and capitalism. Without capitalism, we're all going to be in the same boat. It's like communism. They just call it socialism now. Keep this in mind, folks. If everyone is rich, everyone is poor. Porsche only makes a certain number of cars every year. They can't make 150 million Porsches, right? So we have to have the true knowledge of the financial world. Depending on others is not a good thing. So we need to put together our own plan as we get to retirement. Very important to make sure that we understand our own financial situation so that we can educate and show our children and grandchildren the power of positive thinking, the power of thinking on our own, the power of not depending on anyone but ourselves. You can depend on your own retirement plan if you get a retirement income strategy put in place. I call it a financial fill-up strategy, Steve. So many people don't have one of these. If you have a lump sum in a 401k, let's see what that lump sum could translate into as far as a lifetime income you can never outlive that does not depend on the market going up for you to have a safe and comfortable retirement. The next 10 people, I'll do this for you at no cost or obligation. We've seen others charge over $1,000 for this.
Sounds great, Coach. Call now, 888-702-6932. 888-702-6932 or text Vegas to 21,000. That's Vegas to 21,000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, Kaylee McEnany. She gave about a two-minute statement. No questions from the briefing room. And they were shouting. They were shouting at her at the end, trying to ask questions. And she just read the statement and walked off. The only thing missing was the mic drop. No, it was that good. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. One of the things we're going to do coming up in just a couple minutes is let you hear from the mayor of the District of Columbia.